Since we had the Mass at the Fatima Shrine last evening, a staff member and I were looking at the readings a couple weeks ago. We were looking ahead. And as we were looking at today's readings, the first thing we noticed is that they had absolutely nothing to do with the Blessed Virgin Mary. So I was like, well, maybe it's going to be a very short homily this weekend. But as I was reflecting a little bit more on our gospel, I think it has a lot to do with our Blessed Mother. And I think the message in today's gospel is actually best conveyed through looking at our Blessed Mother. Now, if we look at the condition of our society right now, I think one of the ways that we can describe our society is that the love of God has grown cold in the hearts of mankind. If we look at the spread of Marxism and all sorts of toxic ideologies through our country, it's happening because people do not have a Christian worldview anymore, and they have not internalized the gospel message. And so there's all these false teachings and destructive ideologies going through our society. And the largest religious denomination in the United States is former Catholics, people who have left the practice of the Catholic faith. And as we look at the younger generations, the millennials and those that come after them, it's very common that those who do practice the faith only practice occasionally. They'll occasionally go to church or pray. But their hearts are divided in 100 different directions. And so they don't have a conviction for living out the faith. Our Blessed Mother's heart was on fire with the love of God throughout her entire life. And often it was in secret, in ways that were completely hidden to those around her. But at every moment in her life, her heart was on fire with the love of God. And that played out in different ways at different times in her life. If we think about her daily life, as she just fulfilled her daily responsibilities, cooking food for her son, our Lord, and for St. Joseph, or mending their clothing, or when she went to care for Elizabeth when she was with child, Our Lady performed those responsibilities with incredible love because she knew it was the will of God for her to do that. And so her heart was on fire for the love of God, and it carried out in her mundane day-to-day responsibilities. At other times, we can see it in the way that she avoided sin. Anything that was not pleasing to God, she avoided. Any thought, any action, any glance, any word that wouldn't be pleasing to God, she avoided, because her love of God led her to live a life that was pleasing to our Lord and led her to live a life of holiness. Because of her love of God, she was compassionate to those who were in need. When she saw someone in need, she was generous and she was compassionate to them. When the Archangel Gabriel appeared to her at the Annunciation and revealed to her a plan that she did not expect for her life, she said yes, completely and generously, to God's plan for her because of her love for God. When the Christ child was born at Bethlehem, her heart would have been filled with love as she held the Christ child in her arms for the first time and was able to look into the very face of God. And all the way to Calvary, when her son was crucified and when the spear pierced his heart, her heart was pierced as well, because her love united her heart so closely to the Sacred Heart of her son. And then after the Ascension, she longed to be with her son. Her desire to be with him was greater than anything we can imagine. And so as we look at the life of our Blessed Mother, in many different ways that love was expressed. But from beginning to end, her heart was on fire for the love of God. And it began when she was immaculately conceived. She was conceived in a state of grace with the Holy Spirit alive in her heart. And at the Annunciation, she was overshadowed by the Holy Spirit. The glory cloud, that the glory of God descended upon her as she received the Christ child within herself. And on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit descended upon her and upon the apostles in tongues of fire. In today's gospel, Jesus said, "I have come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing." Our Lord does not want the earth to be cold. He wants each and every one of us to have that fire of love within our hearts, just as the Blessed Virgin Mary did. That's what he wants in each and every one of our hearts. So how do we get there? Love is ignited through contact with God. It's when we encounter the love of God that it sets our hearts on fire. When each of us recognizes that our Lord loves us personally with a complete and undivided love and with an infinite love, that we are the undivided object of our Lord's love. It's when we experience that, that that transforms us and sets our hearts on fire with the love of God. And so how do we know if the love of God is within us? Well, love is a consuming fire that can never be satisfied. You know, love leads us to constantly want to do more for the one that we love. You know, love should lead us to thirst for a life of prayer. It should draw us to come to church and spend time in the presence of our Lord in adoration. It should lead us to thirst for a life of holiness, to be building virtues and to be overcoming sin. Anything that's displeasing to God, we should be renouncing. And love should lead us to the sacrament of confession so we can repent of those sins and pursue a life of greater holiness. You know, love should lead us even to the point where we're willing to accept suffering. Our Blessed Mother suffered a great deal because of her love for the Lord. We should be willing to suffer for our family members. If we love our family members, we should be willing to sacrifice and to suffer for them. And if we love the Lord, we should be willing to make great sacrifices with great love for our Lord. And so, how do we know if the love of God is flourishing within ourselves and within the church? We'll know the love of God is flourishing when we have abundant vocations to the priesthood and religious life. When young people in great numbers are laying down their lives for the service of Christ and his church, we'll know that the love of God is alive within the church. When our churches are filled to the brim and people are packing in, we'll know that the love of the Lord is alive within us. And hopefully, if the love of Christ is alive like a fire within our own hearts, hopefully that will touch the hearts of other people. And other people within our families or within our lives will seek that out, and they'll recognize that there's something different and something that they should be thirsting for. And so I encourage each one of us to pray to our Blessed Mother. Our Blessed Mother sees every one of us here at Mass today. She's looking down upon us, and she knows where our hearts are, every single one of us. I encourage each one of us to ask the Blessed Mother to inflame our hearts with the love of God in the same way that her heart, her immaculate heart, was inflamed with the love of Jesus Christ, that she would ignite that intense love within us. And that love should be a love that manifests itself in many different ways throughout our life, at many different times. But I encourage each one of us to ask our Blessed Mother to inflame our hearts with the true and authentic love of her Son.